What's my subscription to the New York Times have me doing this week? Preparing a strawberry pretzel pie. Solving spelling bee with no hints. Planning a trip to one of the 52 best places to go. Getting to the bottom of the big pants trend.
Whoa.
And I'm finally replacing my vacuum with a recommendation I can trust. What will your subscription to the Times have you do? Why not find out? With our best offer, go to nytimes.com/subscribe.
Hey, it's Sabrina. This week, The Daily is revisiting some of our favorite episodes of the year and hearing what's happened in the time since they first ran. Today, we return to the beginning of Russia's invasion of Ukraine and the long and harrowing journey that many Ukrainians found themselves on as they fled their homeland for safety. It's Monday, December 26th.
We're leaving the hotel room. What time is it, Valerie?
I think it's about 4:10.
It's 4:10 p.m. on Tuesday, and we're leaving the hotel room in Kyiv, walking through a very dark hallway to an elevator that will bring us down to the car, where we will drive south and west.
Last Tuesday, the New York Times made the decision to pull a group of reporters out of Kyiv and bring them to a city in western Ukraine that was safer, called Lviv. I was one of those reporters, and so was my colleague, Valerie Hopkins. The drive was supposed to take 7 hours. Instead, it took us 2 days and two nights. And just as we closed the trunk in the parking lot of the hotel, we heard this huge bang, and then another.
We just heard some artillery, unclear if it's incoming or outgoing.
We got into the car and drove out, and
some ambulances driving by.
Later, we would discover that those two booms were Russian military trying to blow up the television tower in downtown Kyiv.
The traffic lights have stopped working. They're all just blinking.
It's really, really sad.
They're so empty. We're just driving through an intersection where there are some very serious-looking barricades. A bunch of sandbags and probably a couple of dozen men in black uniforms walking across the street holding rifles.
After driving down those back roads out of Kyiv, under that really dark, low sky, we stayed in the town of Bila Tsirkva, and we were woken up by another enormous boom. We kept driving that next day. And we thought we'd pretty easily be in Lviv by dinner time. But we just kept getting stuck. I mean, it was checkpoint after checkpoint, this unbelievable crush of cars.
It's 4:50 p.m. on Wednesday. And we're in a line of cars as far as the eye can see on the highway going west toward Lvov from Vinnytsia. Everybody has cars packed with kids, animals, suitcases. Woman holding a little boy just waved at me. Lots of cars with handmade signs in the window, taped to the windows, saying children, deti. It's just stretched on for miles and miles and miles, just going slowly, maybe 5 kilometers an hour. And we're kind of neck and neck, so I'm gonna stick my head out the window here and see if someone will talk to me.
Do you speak English? По-русски? По-русски? По-русски. Я из газеты New York Times. Меня зовут Сабрина. Вы откуда сегодня едете?
Гробивницкий.
Где?
Гробивницкий.
Гробивницкий. А сколько? Сколько вы едете уже? He's coming from Probitnitsky. We've been driving for 6 hours now. Вас как зовут?
Валерий.
Валерий, очень приятно. И дети сзади там, да?
Yeah, yeah.
His name is Valerie and he has little kids in the back. А как вы себя чувствуете сейчас, Валерий?
Подавлено, потому что семья уедет, а я останусь.
I'm really feeling quite down because my family is going out and I'm going to need to stay.
А что произошло в вашем городе, когда вы уехали?
Взрывы. Ну, я из Одессы, а был в Кировограде. А в Одессе начали уже взрываться.
I was in Odessa before, and Odessa, there are already explosions starting in Odessa.
А какие чувства у вас есть сейчас в сердце, именно сейчас?
Saying, what are your feelings in your heart right now? And they said, very, very heavy, very pressed down. And his wife is starting to cry.
Спасибо. До свидания. До свидания. Я из газеты New York Times. Меня зовут Сабрина. Вы откуда едете сегодня?
Чернигово.
They're coming from Чернигово.
Вас как зовут?
Дмитрий.
His name is Dmitry.
А сколько вы уже в этом трафике?
Мы выехали в Чернигово позавчера.
Oh, they left the day before yesterday.
Почему тогда? Почему 2 дня назад?
Потому что устал сидеть в погребе, в подвале.
We were really tired of sitting in the basement in a coffin. The planes were flying overhead. There, above my house, was a war going full force. Children are crying. The old people are stuck in the houses. Their planes flying over. They can't get out. Just tell them to help. Tell them to stop this. Tell them to stop what's happening. If you can tell somebody, just communicate this. You have to stop this somehow. My friend remains there. We just left. They told us it was mined. Please tell them to stop it.
There were lots of moms consoling children.
How are you feeling? Как вы себя чувствуете?
Sitting on their lap, sitting in the back, playing with toys.
It's really heavy. It's really heavy. Children in the back.
One little baby had a stuffed mobile hung above her head, made of cloth mushrooms.
Hello. Hi. I'm a reporter from the New York Times. Will you talk to me?
Second, of course.
Okay. Everybody talked about what it was that pushed them to actually go.
There were so many explosions last night. The children were very afraid. We live near the
airport. And for the most part, it was explosions, bombs.
So we're trying to get somewhere that is safe.
Children feeling terrified, having to go down into basements all the time. And parents just decided they'd had enough.
Where are you coming from?
From Kyiv. I'm from Kyiv. We are all from Kyiv. Thank you too. You're welcome.
Good luck.
Slava Ukraini!
Oh my goodness.
Whoa,
we finally reached the checkpoint.
Oh.
Добрый день.
Здравствуйте, пресса New York Times.
By the end of the day on Wednesday, it became pretty clear that we were never going to make it to Lviv that night. It was already getting dark, and we needed to stop for the night. And we were calling everywhere, any hotel, and everything was full. Nothing had rooms. And at some point, my colleague, Valerie, reached someone in a town called Vitivtsi, who said there was actually space at a kindergarten in their town. And it didn't seem like a great option, but it was dark and it was snowing.
And at that point, we didn't have a better idea. So we drove to the town. And we got out, and a man greeted us and introduced himself as the mayor of the town. And he said we just needed to bring our passports up to the second floor, register, and then we could have the room in the kindergarten.
Hi, I'm Sabrina. Hi.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too. Thank you for being here.
They took us into the kindergarten, and it was this...
Oh, we're in a kindergarten, and there's a little... there's little cubbies.
Really brightly painted series of rooms.
Little cubbies, little child-sized seats. There's painting of a giraffe and a palm tree on the wall. And a lot of spider plants. And this little silk flowers.
And lots of little child-sized mattresses.
Uh-huh. Come here, come here. Oksana's showing us the kitchen. Oh, wow. Oh, tea. Uh-huh. The teapot. Instant coffee. And then there's tea bags.
So we started to settle in for the night, and a very kind woman who ran the kindergarten made food for us. She made us tea. She made us spicy rice with chicken. And she had a huge jar of pickles that she had made herself that she brought out, and we each took a pickle. We had dinner at a tiny little child-sized table sitting on tiny little child-sized chairs.
Asking if this is the other family, can I have say hello?
And pretty soon another family showed up.
Okay, so Luda,
Anya,
Anna,
Ira,
Max.
Okay. That, so Luda is grandmother and then three grandchildren.
Yes.
Yeah, nice. How old?
12.
You're 12. How old are you?
Doesn't she look so much older?
19.
Oh, how old are you, Max?
15.
You're 15. Сколько часов вы ехали?
12.
Oh, we were driving for 12 hours. Yeah. Did you come from Kyiv? Is Kyiv?
No.
Cherkasy.
Oh, Cherkasy. Uh-huh. They came from Cherkasy, a little bit below. А вот что произошло в Черкасе? Было нападение или вот что было? Взрывы. I'm saying what happened in Cherkasy, and they're saying explosions. Какой толчок, вот, чтобы уехать? Вот, как вы решили уехать?
Моя семья, которая находится в Польше.
My family that's who's living in Poland.
И мама просто каждый день звонит.
And my mom was calling every day. She's really worried.
Плачет.
She's crying.
Я, правда, я бы хотела остаться тут.
The truth is, I would actually like to stay.
Мне кажется, я бы тут была чем-то полезна.
I think I would be helpful in some way.
Так, но моя мама, я хочу к ней.
But my mom, I mean, I want to be with her. Really, I want to be with her. А Ира, как какие чувства сейчас в сердце? What are you feeling right now in your heart?
Я вот ехала в машине, чуть ли не начала плакать от того, что я понимаю, что я бегу просто от войны со своей страны, потому что война.
I was going in the car and I was feeling like I was going to cry because I felt like I was leaving my country and it was actually war and I was leaving my country.
Это ужасное чувство на самом деле.
It's a really horrible feeling, actually.
Yeah.
Oh.
Вот слышу такое каждый день, но это ужасно.
You hear this every day, it's horrible.
Жарко стало.
Hot.
Папа, парень тут идет в тероборону защищать город, будет на этих блокпостах стоять. Это тоже опасность.
My dad is still in the town, and so is my boyfriend, and they're doing. And my boyfriend actually went to do the man the checkpoints, and that's can be a dangerous thing in town to man the checkpoints. То есть он остался там, и он не уедет. He stayed there, and he won't leave.
С одной стороны, я горжусь.
On one hand, I'm really proud.
А парень, с другой стороны, я переживаю, отговаривала, а потом сказала, да нет, Даня, иди.
On the other hand, I was trying to convince him not to do it, but then I thought, no, okay, go.
Oh, beautiful.
С медом?
Мясом.
Luda is offering us little pancakes with meat, and they're so good.
While we were there standing in the kindergarten talking, a woman walked in.
Her name was Larissa. She owned a hotel right down the street, and she told us it was overflowing.
So we're going upstairs. Lots of people are sleeping, so we're going to try to not make a lot of sound.
She took us to her hotel, and when we went inside, we saw people lying everywhere.
There's a man who's sleeping in the corridor. There are two
in the hallways, under tables.
This is another little place for sleeping underneath a piano. There's a place for
next to a piano.
So Armin is showing me where they're going to be sleeping. He's carrying a little child.
In a back room that was very small.
Sometimes it feels like it just is an old movie that you're watching in front of your eyes. Something from Zara's time. Larissa's saying, come in, welcome, where you're going to sleep under the table. It's two women and a young child who just came through the door.
And suddenly we heard these air raid sirens.
Hey, Valerie, where are you going?
And everyone in the hotel moved toward a trap door in the floor and climbed down to the basement.
Oh, it's scary, the little girl says. They've suffered such days, my children. We heard huge blasts. They were shooting. We hear how people are suffering.
When we left,
I was trying not to cry in Kyiv, but when we left Kyiv, I started just crying, and the tears wouldn't stop. We really want the Ukrainian army to win, to succeed. We see how it's so unjust what's happening, so unjust. We want the Ukrainian army to win. So we're going back out of the shelter now, back out of the basement. Guess the danger is over. What time is it, you guys? Let me check. It's 10:26. Jeez, watch out for the last.
When we got the all clear after about half an hour, the families climbed back up the stairs into their hallways and back rooms and next to the piano. And we went back to the kindergarten for the night.
Спокойной ночи. Bye. Good night.
Поедем назад.
We'll be right back.
My name is Jasmine Ulloa, and I'm a national politics reporter for the New York Times. I grew up in Texas, on the border with Mexico, and I've been reporting in the region since I was in high school. Now I travel the country looking for stories and voices that really capture what immigration and the nation's demographic changes mean for people. What I keep encountering is that voters don't fall into neat ideological boxes on this very volatile issue. There's a lot of gray. And that's where I feel the most interesting stories are. I'm trying to bring that complexity and nuance to our audience, especially in such a critical election year. And that's really what all of my colleagues on the politics team and every journalist at the New York Times is aiming to do. Our mission is to help you understand the world, no matter how complicated it might be. If you want to support this mission, consider subscribing to the New York Times. You can do that at nytimes.com/subscribe.
In the morning, we all got up together. There was just one bathroom, and at that point, probably 50 people in the kindergarten. So we all took turns.
Oh, someone's saying hi. What's your name?
My name is Caroline.
Caroline, what a nice name.
Hey, Sabrina. Yeah. And where are you going? Where are you going today?
To Poland.
You're going to Poland. So I'm a journalist. I'm a journalist from the New York Times. And I've been talking to people about where they're going and why they left. Why did you leave? What was happening?
Look up.
There's a lot of bombs, Caroline said.
Yes.
And is there something that you left behind that you wanted to bring?
Есть что-то, которое еще там, по которому ты будешь.
What is it?
My grandma, my dad.
Your dad and your grandma are still there.
And my we have hamster.
Hamster?
It's in the village with a grandma.
With a grandma. What's the hamster's name?
Busia.
Busia. What does Busia mean in Russian?
Busia is businka.
It's like a pearl?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Wow, little pearl. Pearl hamster.
He's white.
He's white. Oh, good name. Good name.
Сам сейчас занят, потому что
сейчас занято.
Ну там занят.
There's a little girl trying to get into the bathroom. Как её зовут? What's her name?
I don't know. Oh. I don't ask her.
Okay. I'm asking Caroline all the children's names, but she doesn't know them. Bye, Ira.
Bye.
Bye. We're leaving the school now. Okay.
Сейчас проверю, если мы оставились.
It's a very snowy road. Whoa. It's 12:30 on Thursday, and we're in a checkpoint line in western Ukraine that's stretched at least 2 hours, if not more. We've seen mothers taking little kids to off onto the field on the right side of the road here to pee and go to the bathroom. One woman was pulling up her little boy's green underpants just a bit ago. And we saw a woman helping an elderly woman, a babushka, down the kind of down the this sort of grassy area to get to the bottom so she could go to the bathroom, and she fell. And then she tried to help her, and she was helping her up. Just an incredibly long line that's all of these people from all of these parts of Ukraine, from all over, are waiting in to get out. This is what happens when an entire country tries to evacuate in a week.
Okay, Andrews.
We're at the very beginning of the checkpoint line that we've been in for 2 hours, and we're just pulling up. 12:37. Hello.
Well,
Pressa.
Passports.
Looks like a territorial defense guy checking our passports. Says, okay, go, drive.
До побачення.
We finally got to Lviv in the afternoon on Thursday. The city was packed and overflowing. The train station was swarming with people. Lviv is a place where people say goodbye. Men go back to their towns because the men couldn't leave Ukraine. Women and children go on to Poland.
We're driving up to the train station, and it is quite crowded. Streets, the sidewalks on either side of the street are just packed. Lots of children. And now we're going to get out and go with Alina, the volunteer, who's going to take us to the train station.
When I got to Lviv, I went to the train station with a volunteer named Alina Avramenka. She's working to help refugee women and children, and she works with them mostly in the train station.
This is a packed sidewalk. People are leaving the train station, flood, just a river of people leaving the train station. Oh my God, this is an unbelievably packed train station. You can't move. It's like a
queue for the Poland.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
This is a queue
really
for Poland.
Big, but now we are going for the waiting hall for mothers and their children.
Okay.
When our volunteers is situated and from where we are coordinated.
Great. I'm trying to get through and we can't get through. Very huge bags right at my knees. Oh. Okay. Well, backpack in my face. Oh my God. Oh, there's a little boy holding a parakeet, a green parakeet in a clear plastic container that looks like it used to have cherry tomatoes in it. It's a little parakeet. Oh my goodness. People are grabbing their bags, moving really suddenly and kind of with some urgency and desperation.
And while we were walking through the main terminal,
now talking to the crowd,
there was this surge forward in the crowd. Everyone was moving toward this tunnel, a kind of underground passage that was packed so tightly. This long line of people trying to get on the train to Poland.
Alina's trying to explain. I'm speaking. Be quiet. These are volunteers here. There are not many of us. We need order here. No panic. Don't break the rules. Don't let things get out of hand. Stop it. Be quiet. A woman says, we've been standing since
11:30.
Alina is saying, stop.
Alina
is saying three lines. Make way for us.
Oh
my God. Let us through, please, let us through. Let us through. Oh my God. Look.
So now I'm
holy
going.
Oh shit.
Yeah. Yeah, it's.
Oh my God.
It's, you know, even less than it was.
Now we've gotten up to the platform.
Yeah.
We're going up to the women's and children's room?
Yeah, and our medicine room and our hospital,
our headquarters. So we're going up a stairway. And we're going up to the headquarters of the volunteers. It's also the place where the women and children can rest. A lot of women. People sitting on pieces of cardboard. Oh, rugs. Oh, wow. This is a hall of, I would say, probably 400, 500 people in it. Lots of little babies. There's a woman in a black puffer jacket. It's just
changing her son's underwear. And a little boy in a blue jacket crying. Just sobbing on a chair. And the little boy is really sad. Do you speak English?
Yes, I do.
Oh, excellent. My name is Sabrina. I'm a reporter for the New York Times. Can I talk to you a little bit?
Yes, we may talk.
Tell me
but
your name.
But I speak English so.
It sounds very good. It sounds very good. So, what is your name?
My name is Alona.
Alona, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
Alona, where did you come from?
I'm from Zaporizhia.
Zaporizhia. A lot of people from the train station today from Zaporizhia.
Yes, yes. There are a lot of us.
Yes. Alona, how are you feeling right now?
Just very, we are scared. We are scared and we don't know where we come, what will be in our future. We don't know. But we all, everything will be better. We think, мы надеемся на лучшее.
We're hoping for the best.
Yes. У меня в Запорожье осталась моя семья, мой муж, мои родные. Я вчера ехала в поезде, просто я рыдала.
Я еще
уехала без вещей. Меня вот так занесли с ребенком.
I was leaving yesterday with my daughter and I just was sobbing in the train. I left my whole family there, my husband,
yes,
everybody.
Yes.
Everybody's still there. I didn't take anything with me, just my daughter.
Мы вместе с ней рыдали, но говорили друг другу, что все хорошо. И сегодня с утра она мне задает вопрос, как взрослая девочка. Она говорит, это правильное решение? Я говорю, я не знаю.
So we both cried yesterday on the train, and this morning she asked me the question as if she was a grown-up girl. She said, was it the right decision to leave? And I said, I don't know. Может быть, это странный, неловкий вопрос. Но вы чувствуете себя беженец? Do you feel yourself a refugee?
Плохой вопрос, да.
It's a bad question.
Ну, да.
But yes.
Я сейчас спасаю своего ребенка.
Right now I'm saving my daughter.
Мой муж. Ну, то есть я не хотела, до последнего не хотела.
And I
я не бегу из Украины, я не еду за границу. Я еду на Западную Украину.
I didn't want to leave my husband.
Я вернусь скоро домой, я в это верю.
I'm not leaving the country. I'm only going to Western
Конечно,
Ukraine. I'm not leaving the country.
Я не уезжаю за границу.
And I know I'm going to be returning.
Я не хочу вот этого статуса. Ну, нет, нет.
I don't
Я очень
want that
люблю
status.
Мою родину.
No, I love my homeland.
Yes, yes. Мы же в ответе за ее жизнь, поэтому...
I'm trying to make the right decision, but I don't know. Am I making the right decision? My husband tells me I need to take her. We're responsible for her life. Это как будто бы...
Я не знаю, это правильно, это неправильно. Мне просто, ну вот, семья собрали вещи и сказали, вот, езжай, так надо.
I just had my family gathered all of our stuff and said, go, you must go.
Yes. Yes. Мысли в космос посылаю.
I'm just sending thoughts out to the cosmos that it's going to be okay. It's going to
yes,
be okay.
Yes, yes.
Как зовут тебя?
Имя по-английскому будет Тим.
Тим?
Да.
Your name is Tim.
The last person I met in the station was a little boy named Tim. He was waiting by himself on a pile of suitcases.
Tim, how old are you? Сколько тебе лет?
Seven.
Seven?
Seven.
Cool. А мама вернется? Где мама?
А мама, она наверху.
She's upstairs. She went to get us tea.
Upstairs, yes, no, и downstairs.
Downstairs, exactly. Good, Tim. You know, upstairs and downstairs. What else do you know in English, Tim?
Я говорю на русском.
Да.
На украинском.
Да. I speak Russian.
На английском.
I speak Ukrainian and I speak English.
На английском.
А Тим, а где
Где мы находимся сейчас? Где это?
Сейчас я не знаю. Я только свой город знаю.
Right now I don't know where I am.
Знаю, откуда я приехал. Я приехал из Славянска.
But I came from Slavinsk. That's where I came from.
У моей бабушки дома есть такая теплая куртка моя. Такого еще не было.
My coat that my grandmother gave me for the journey, it's like my grandmother's, very warm.
Кстати,
yes.
Вам сказать кое-что по секрету.
Let me tell you a secret.
У меня, я в машине вырвал зуб себе, знаете как?
Вырвал зуб?
Да, перчаткой. Этот или этот?
I want to tell you a secret that in the car, when I was in the car, I pulled out one of my teeth, actually two, this one and this one, with my glove.
Стоп, а как переводится...
Tim was curious about my English, and he said...
Как переводится Киев?
How do you translate Киев?
Киев?
Да, Киев.
I asked him what he meant. He said, I mean the city, Киев.
Не имя, а город.
Город?
Да, там мой папа был в Киеве, когда войны еще не было.
That's where my dad was when there was still no war.
Tim has this excellent Lego thing. It looks like kind of like a big robot. Tim, you're taking this apart, this thing.
Я его переделываю.
Да, я вижу. I'm redoing it.
After the break, an update on the current status of Ukrainian refugees. We'll be right back. In the 10 months since the war began, nearly 8 million Ukrainians have fled the country. The vast majority have been children and women under 40. The exodus that started in the first weeks of the war was the fastest displacement of people since World War II. But by summer, as the Russian campaign stalled, Ukrainians began to reverse course, returning home to cities and towns where life had resumed. That changed again in the fall, when Russia began a series of relentless attacks on Ukraine's power infrastructure, leaving broad swaths of the country without electricity, heat, or even water. Now, once again, more Ukrainians are leaving the country than coming into it. The overwhelming majority of Ukrainians have gone to the European Union. Poland has taken in the highest number at 1.5 million. Germany came in second, taking 1 million. But as this hosting approaches the year mark, the strains of supporting such large numbers of people have begun to show. In Germany in recent months, three quarters of states have reported that they've reached their limit with housing and education. Austria has started to restrict free train travel it was originally providing to all Ukrainians. And Poland has begun requiring that any Ukrainian staying in the country for more than 4 months has to pay part of their housing. The International Monetary Fund estimates that the cost to the European Union of supporting Ukrainian refugees could reach $39 billion in the first year of the war. Today's episode was produced by Lindsay Garrison, Sydney Harper, and Caitlin Roberts, with help from Mouj Zaidi. It was edited by Michael Benoit, with help from Anita Badejo. Contains original music by Marian Lozano, and was engineered by Chris Wood and Dan Farrell. Our theme music is by Jim Brunberg and Ben Landsverk of Wonderly. That's it for The Daily. I'm Sabrina Tavernisi. See you tomorrow.